Gracias.
Thank you. I'm Leonardo Rodriguez Perez from Malopi International. It's a mixed NGO. That means that it's comprised partly of indigenous peoples and partly of civil society. I would like to thank the representative of South Africa for the examples that he provided based on his country. Where we come from, Colombia, is full of examples as well. Perhaps I could allude to one or two problems that we see in relation to affirmative action, while I do endorse them. But in Colombia, and we should bear in mind that Colombia is a very, very, very unequal country. And so since the Constitution 91, which led to what at the time was called positive discrimination, it's a different term for the same concept. And in practice, it looks pretty much the same. So, for example, in order to go to university, if they self-identified as an indigenous person or a particular group, that would be easier for them. And that led to some communities, marginalized urban communities or rural communities, to sign up on the list of what were called the cabildos. Those were the domestic governments in Colombia, in order to be recognized as indigenous peoples and then have access to higher education. That is a questionable practice, but at the same time, it shows how unequal the country is. Perhaps that's how it could be understood. Another problem that can arise from the affirmative actions is, well, at least in state institutions. The representative of South Africa spoke about this as well. And someone might say, well, because we belong to a certain minority, that is going to be taken into account. And, well, that's outstanding because it's promoting inclusion after all. And it shows that the law is being followed. But then, say, a strong decision comes along. Take, for example, the Ministry of Interior in Colombia. Part of the Division of Ethnic Affairs, and at one time the Director of Ethnic Affairs was an indigenous person. And it so happens that there was a community in Bogota, a Muisca people, who wanted to be recognized as indigenous peoples. And so a decision had to be taken. A person took the decision and they stepped down from the position, and then somebody replaced them. And so it was an affirmative action, and the indigenous representatives, for example, were an example of that. But once they have a position because of affirmative action, and then they take a decision that relates to power, then we see that maybe they have been assigned to fill a certain other function, and that can be problematic. But let's not speak only about the problems. I think that affirmative actions are indispensable and they should be used more and more in the media. Because the discrimination that exists nowadays is not just social. It's also virtual or a matter of representation. Take, for example, that there was an indigenous representative from Colombia who came here and participated in the expert mechanism for the right of indigenous peoples. He arrived at the airport. He had coca leaves with him. And, well, that was a big issue with the authorities, the Swiss national authorities. Now, that problem was talked about in Colombia. And in Colombia, there's a weekly, it's called The Week, in fact, La Semana. And the headline was, Colombian national held and arrested by trafficking cocaine in Geneva, when in fact he was an indigenous representative who had coca leaves with him, and he was coming here to Geneva to speak at the UN. So there's a great deal of discrimination in terms of representation promoted by the media. And it would be appropriate if affirmative actions could be used to ensure that indigenous representatives, not as a symbol but as actors, could be more prevalent in the media. That was said a long time ago, that it's the fourth power, and now we know it quite well. It's as if the media is the first power. Thank you.